You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Station. It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up all the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure everybody's stay wherever they may be is going. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. I hope you all had a great weekend, whether it was relaxing, busy, whatever it may have been. I hope you had a good weekend. Your boy just chilled out this weekend, you feel me? It was a good rest and relaxation type of weekend for your boy. So that was good, and I hope you had a good weekend as well. A lot happening over the weekend. The first thing we got to get into that happened over the weekend, how about the U.S. racking up some hardware this weekend? Obviously, the biggest story coming out of Paris being Noah Lyles winning the gold for the U.S. in the 100-meter final by 0.005 tenths of a second. It was literally that close. Some controversy behind the call. Anytime a race is that close, you're like, hold on. Did he really win? Yes, he did get the gold. And if you have not heard the reasoning, because there was a little bit of confusion, the reasoning he got the win instead of, I believe, he just edged out, I forget the young man's name, the Jamaican, but he just beat him out because it is not who gets the first, I think, foot, which a lot of people thought it was. It's whoever gets their torso over first, and he just barely got his torso over first. So congratulations to Noah Lyles, and it was Kishane Thompson, the Jamaica's Kishane Thompson, that he beat out by, again, 0.005-tenths of a second. And Noah Lyles got his personal best time, 9.748 seconds. And that edged him, again, just past of a world-class full of elite sprinters. And, again, Kishane Johnson being in that mix as well. So we earned the victory by beating, like I said, Kishane Johnson, who was he had the world's fastest time this year. So, very close. It was the closest 100-meter final since at least Moscow in 1980. Could go back even further. But it was very much exciting. And according to Omega, the official timekeeper of all Olympic events, at the 65.15-meter mark, Lyles hit a peak speed, and he was trailing at that point. That peak speed reached 43.6 kilometers per hour, or 27.1 miles per hour, as we like. So he was up to 27.1 miles per hour. That is fast for a human to run. And he maintained that speed for the rest of the race. So that was, again, a very, very cool sight. And he was the first American to win the 100-meter since Justin Gatlin back in 2004. And he'll have a chance to win a second gold if he's able to make the 200-meter finals. That'll be Wednesday night. So we'll see if he's able to make that. He did get the bronze back in the Tokyo Games. So we'll see if he can medal and get himself in the final for the 200-meter as well. But that was a huge win for the United States, making sure they secured the gold medal for the 100-meter. Also, we saw Trinity Rodman be the hero for the U.S. women's national soccer team as they defeated Japan 1-0 in a close game. That one, they had to go to extra time. And Trinity Rodman, she gets the win she scores the game-winning goal for the U.S. And so they are now guaranteed two attempts at claiming a medal in Paris. And we'll see if they are able to reach the gold medal match, which will be next Saturday. Scottie Scheffler, he wins Olympic gold with a final round 62 after trailing. He was behind four shots to start his final round. He was behind six shots early on the back nine. He birdied five of six holes down the stretch and matched the course record with a 9-under and a 62 for a one-shot victory over Tommy Fleetwood. So he gets gold. Team USA, the women's Team USA basketball team, they beat Germany 87-68 to win their group, and they are going on to quarterfinals. The U.S. women's swim team, they crushed the world record to win the 4x100 medley relay, and they topped Australia, and they got now the most swimming medals U.S. does over Australia. And one of our very own, Bogey Bogdanovich, this is not U.S., but this is an Atlanta Hawk local store, he becomes the all-time leading scorer for Serbia. So in a 96-85 win against South Sudan, Bogey Bogdanovich finished the game with 30 points. He went 10 of 14 from the field, 6 of 9 from 3, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, did have 5 turnovers. But still, in 32 minutes, he became the all-time leading scorer. He overtook Milos Todosic in the all-time leading score list for Serbia. They came into the game tied, but those 30 points put him at 1,059 points in 95 appearances for Serbia. So There you have it, Bogey Bogdanovic. Now, Serbia, the Serbian national team, all-time leading scorer. So congratulations to Bogey. But there's a quick Olympic update for y'all. And I just wanted to touch on that because there was a lot of good stuff that happened for the U.S. and for your Atlanta Hawks, for Bogey's sake, over the weekend when it came to the Olympics. But I do want to touch on the Braves this segment as well. They start off on a right foot, and on the right note, they took the first two from the Miami Marlins in their four-game set, but they lose the last two on Saturday and Sunday. So we were feeling good. Friday morning, going into game two, then they win game two, but then they drop the last two. They lost 4-3 on Saturday in a close one, and then they got blown out yesterday. Max Fried made his return yesterday. He did not look Max Fried-esque. So don't know if there was just a little bit of rust there, or it doesn't seem like there was any more discomfort there, but Braves get shelled yesterday 7-0, and they have to settle for a series split against the Miami Marlins after, again, taking the first two games. So, again, going real quick back to Max Fried, just to give you his stat line, 3 1/3 innings, gives up 4 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 5 walks for Max Fried. Very, very unlike Max Fried. Did have 6 strikeouts, but he does not look great. So Luke Jackson did pitch 3 2/3 innings. He was pretty good for 3 2/3 innings. Gave up 2 hits, 1 run. He did strike out 5. He did give up a home run as well. Aaron Bummer pitched an inning. He gave up 3 hits and a run. And then A.J. Minter closed things out with a clean, scoreless inning with 2 strikeouts. But it was all but over at that point. So Braves, a little bit of a letdown after winning the first two games. You felt like they really had a chance to make even more hay on the Phillies' lead in the NL East, which has become a topic of conversation again after they've made up a little ground. After winning the first two games against Miami, Philly struggled against the Seattle Mariners over the weekend, but the Phillies did win yesterday. Now, the first loss didn't hurt the Braves because the Phillies also lost. So you're thinking if they could have at least found a way to come back and win that game where they lost 4-3 on Saturday, they could have stayed at what? I think they're 5.5 games back now. 6 games back. Thank you, Dede. They could have been 5 games back if they could have found a way to win that 4-3 game on Saturday that they lost. But look, at this point, and Dede and I were talking about this earlier, it's nice that you're creeping up on the Phillies. It's great. But right now, you don't need to focus on the Phillies. And I'm sure the Braves aren't necessarily focused on the Phillies, but you need to make sure you're winning your games and doing what you can control and controlling the things that you can control if you're the Braves. And that is winning these series and making sure you're beating teams that you're supposed to beat, winning series that you're supposed to win, like taking at least 3 out of 4 against the Marlins after you've already won the first two games. So, series split, not going to lie. After you won the first two games, very much a letdown for the Braves this weekend, if you ask me. They should have at least gotten 3 out of 4. And the fact they had a split is, again, very, very much a letdown. But at the end of the day, they're going to be back at it Tuesday. So, off day today. Good off day for the Braves today. And they'll be back at it tomorrow as they take on the Milwaukee Brewers, who they just took 2 out of 3 against. So hopefully they can do that again, take at least 2 out of 3. And this time they'll be at home. So that'll be good. So they got the Brewers for 3. It'll be Chris Sale going up against Colin Rea tomorrow. Obviously, we'll talk more about that game tomorrow morning. But again, it does feel like a little bit of a missed opportunity. Again, you would have at least like the Braves to win 3 out of 4 and find a way to win that game. They lost 4-3 on Saturday, but it is what it is. They are now, again, like I told you, 6 games back behind the Phillies. Still, again, very much within striking distance. We can talk about the Braves trying to sneak up and be close, but the Braves definitely don't need to be focused on that. But to that point, they still have a nice window here where they can, again, attempt to make up some games because you got the Brewers for three, again, who you just took two out of three from just what, last week? Then you got the Rockies, who are not very good. They're 41-72. You got them in Colorado. Then you got the Giants, who are 56-57. You should be able to take hopefully three out of four against them because you got a four-game set against them. And then you got the Angels for three. They're 49-63. You should be able to beat up on them. And then August 20th, you start a three-game set against the Phillies. So, look, you have a window here where your schedule is pretty favorable. You're going up against teams who, at this moment in time, the Giants, it could change by the time you play them. But at this moment in time, you have your next, what, three out of four series. You're going up against teams that are under 500. The only team that you're facing that's above 500 that's very good are the Brewers. They're 62-49. But then take on the Rockies. They're under 500. Not very good. The Giants, they're 56-57. The Angels, 49-63. So you have a chance here, again, to make some hay against the Phillies before you start a what could be pivotal three-game set against them. And to let you know what the Phillies have before we go to break here, they got the Dodgers for three in L.A. They got the Diamondbacks for four in Arizona. And then they play the Marlins at home for a two-game set. Then they play the Nationals for four. So you could get maybe some help against the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks before you meet up with the Phillies on August 20th. But again, control what you can control. Focus on winning against the teams that are right in front of you. And don't worry about what the Phillies got going on until you're playing them starting August 20th. But that could be a very, very pivotal series come August 20th. We'll find out. All right, when we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, the NFL on Fox podcast put out their 2024 NFL preseason power rankings. Where did the Falcons rank? Might be a little surprise. Talk about it next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there, hotel workers out there as well, making sure that people are having a nice day wherever they may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. The NFL on Fox podcast, hosted by one David Hellman. He put out his 2024 NFL preseason power rankings, and here are the rankings. Number one, Kansas City Chiefs. No surprise. Back-to-back Super Bowl champion. They still got Patrick Mahomes. They still got Travis Kelce. Still got a solid defense, even though they did lose some pieces. No surprise there. Number two, San Francisco 49ers. They were just in the Super Bowl. They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, but still got Brock Purdy. Still got George Kittle, which, by the way, we'll talk about this a little bit more. Finished receiver over the weekend. I actually really, really liked receiver. It gave some good insight to George Kittle, even to Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams too. Devontae Adams, he seemed like pretty quiet up until me watching receiver. Now, he really wants to win, but he does give off a little bit of a diva vibe. But he just wants to win. So he's not completely in the diva category. But he's a little bit of a diva to me now. Just a little bit, though. But again, most of it is because he cares about winning. Anywho, 49ers coming in at number two. Lions are number three. Eagles number four. Texans number five. Packers six. Bengals seven. Ravens eight. Bills nine. Browns 10. Maybe a little high for the Browns. I think they still got a little bit more to prove. But Deshaun Watson maybe should be healthy, so we'll see. Rams 11. Cowboys 12. Jets 13. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 14. Yeah, ahead of the Falcons. Don't know if I agree with that. How low are the Falcons or how much are the Falcons behind the Buccaneers? Well, the Dolphins are at 15. First of all, how are the Buccaneers ahead of the Dolphins? I do not get that at all. They have way more weapons on offense. I get you still got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin on offense in Tampa Bay, but you lost pieces on offense. You lost pieces on defense. How are you better than the Dolphins right now? I don't get that. I mean, the Dolphins offense alone, they should be better than the Buccaneers with Tyreek Hill, who just got an extension. Jalen Waddle got his extension. He's locked up. Tua got his extension. He's locked up. They brought in OBJ. I know their defense isn't like world beaters, but still pretty good. Like, how in the heck are the Buccaneers ahead of the Dolphins? That makes zero sense to me, but okay. But anyway, Buccaneers at 14, Dolphins at 15, the Chicago Bears at 16. I get there's a good roster around Caleb Williams. Don't get me wrong. You bring it in. You bring in Keenan Allen. You bring it. They brought in another wide receiver, too, I can't think of. Anywho, you bring in Keenan Allen. I get it. You have a solid run game. Like, you have a good defense. I understand all that. But Caleb Williams is unproven. We're putting the Bears with an unproven rookie quarterback ahead of a team that also has good pieces in the Falcons, who has a proven quarterback. Yes, I know he's coming off an Achilles injury, but goodness gracious. So the Bears are at 16, and then the Falcons at 17. Pretty much right there in the middle. A little bit below the middle. So the Falcons come in at number 17. To finish out the list, Jaguars at 18, Steelers at 19, Seahawks at 20, Colts at 21, Cardinals at 22, Vikings 23, Titans 24, Saints 25, Raiders 26, Chargers 27, Commanders 28, Giants 29, Patriots 30, Broncos 31, and the Carolina Panthers at 32. Oh, Panthers. But I do have a couple of problems with this list. One, I think the Browns are a little high. Now, who do you put the Browns over? Because they do have a crazy defense, do have some solid pieces on offense. I'm just not sure about Deshaun Watson. So you could argue the Browns being at 10, but you could also, I think, put the Cowboys at 10. They still have talent there. You could even think about putting the Jets at 10 because they have a lot of talent. A-Rod just has to stay healthy. Just the Browns, I don't know. Deshaun Watson hasn't done anything since he's gotten to Cleveland, so I'm just not sure about that. But that's not even my main problem. My main problem is, one, I get the Buccaneers again. I get they won the division last year, and they've, what, won the division 2 years in a row now? I understand all that. But let's be real. The Falcons, on paper, are better than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are they not? Am I tripping? I don't think I'm tripping. The Falcons are better than the Buccaneers on paper. Kirk Cousins, to me, is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. And look, shouts out to Baker Mayfield. I met him some years back when. Nice dude. And I'm happy that he had a good season. He had a breakout season last year. Happy for the guy. Because at the end of the day, he does seem like a nice person. So I'm not mad at it at all. However, I don't see how they're better. I think we have more. We have better skill position players. We have, again, they got Mike Evans, great. They got Chris Godwin, great. We got Drake London. We got Darnell Mooney. We got Bijan Robinson. We got Kyle Pitts. On defense, yes, you have Vita Vea, I get it. And you got, what, still Levante David. And again, I know we have some unproven pieces on defense, but we still have proven pieces as well. We still got Grady Jarrett. We still got A.J. Terrell. We still got Jesse Bates. Like, we got proven guys as well. I think maybe a few more proven guys. I know they Jamel Dean as well. Like, I get it. But I think on paper, it's just, to me, it seems pretty clear that they were better than the Buccaneers. And then you have the Bears ahead of the Falcons, too. Caleb Williams ain't done nothing in the NFL. On that alone, how do you have, again, I get the roster's good around him. Great. But that clock isn't ticking without Caleb Williams being good as well. And he hasn't done jack diddly squat in the NFL yet. I'm not saying he's not going to be good. I'm not saying the Bears aren't going to be good. I don't know. And there's no way our guy David Hellman could know whether or not Caleb Williams is going to be good. We can all project that he's going to be good, project that he'll have a solid season, but we don't know. We got to go see him do it. So, off that fact alone, how do you have him over a guy in Kirk Cousins who, yes, is coming off an Achilles injury, but we know what he can do in the NFL. We know he's good for 4,500 yards to maybe even 5,000 yards in a season with about 30 to 35 touchdowns, maybe even 40 on a really good year. We know Kirk Cousins is good for that and minimal interceptions to go along with it. We don't know what Caleb Williams is good for in the NFL. So how can we possibly rank? And by the way, the other receiver I was thinking about was DJ Moore. They didn't add DJ Moore, but they got DJ Moore too. Look, again, the Bears roster is good. Offense and defense, it's good. It's solid. But again, that clock's not ticking without Caleb Williams being solid too. And we don't know if he's going to be solid. So to me, I just have a big, big problem with, one, the Buccaneers being ahead of the Falcons. I don't have as much a problem with that because, again, they did just win the division. I get all that. That's really the only reason why I could see them being ahead. And I guess that's a big reason. But the roster isn't better. But, again, the Falcons have to go prove that. So I get it. But the Bears, again, the roster is good, but Caleb Williams is very much unproven. And I feel like our roster definitely does rival the Bears. Now, they got two number one receivers in DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. That's great. They do have a very good defense. That's great. But we have a lot of good skill position players, too. And we got some pretty good defensive players as well. So I'm not sure about the Falcons being at 17. I think they got the Falcons should at lowest be 16 and at highest be 14. They should be somewhere between 14 and 16. They should not be 17. But it is what it is, I guess. So, look, the Falcons, they got their chance to prove everybody wrong, though. Prove the David Hellmans out there wrong. And it starts this week. They had their open practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Friday. Good turnout. Saw some good things. Kirk Cousins looking good. He did get knocked down, but he got right back up. Defensive line pushed the offensive line and Kirk Cousins. Did get knocked down, but got right back up. So that was a sight to see. He was throwing dots to Drake London and the rest of that Falcons receiving core. Defense was looking pretty good at times as well. So they got a chance to go prove it. And it's a big week for the Falcons, too, because they are going to have their joint practices with the Miami Dolphins this week as well. And then they will cap off the joint practices with a preseason game on Friday. That's right. Preseason football is happening for the Falcons on Friday. By the way, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. We'll have it for you. So, big week for the Falcons. It's going to be huge to see them go up against what is a solid team in the Miami Dolphins. Be interested to see what that defense does against, again, top receivers in Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Odell Beckham Jr. It'll be very interesting to see what they do and what the Falcons defense does against a solid Miami Dolphins defense. So I'm very interested to see how this week plays out for the Falcons and what they do and who all is going to play in the first preseason game. We know Kirk Cousins probably isn't playing. I mean, it could maybe change depending on what happens in these joint practices with the Dolphins. If, you know, Raheem Morris feels like he needs to see a little bit more. Kirk Cousins was definitely open to playing. He even told Raheem Morris that he wanted to play. We talked about that, a few weeks back. So Kirk Cousins will play if Raheem Morris wants him to play, but I don't know that Raheem Morris will want him to play. Again, I think we'll have to wait and see more of what happens in those joint practices. But probably going to be a lot of Michael Penix, a lot of Taylor Heineke. I wonder who will get the start between the two. I feel like, actually, that would be tough to tell. I want to say Michael Penix will probably get the start on Friday, but who knows? It could be Taylor Heineke. We'll see. But am interested to see some of the other guys, too. Interested to see some of the rookies who I'm sure will probably get some playing time, maybe. J.D. Bertrand, who looked good at Falcons, their open practice on Friday. He had a pair of sacks, and he has been apparently a fixture on the second team on the inside. So that's good to know. So I'll be interested to see J.D. Bertrand, Rukurororo, who had a sack on Friday as well at the open practice. So be interested to see all of them. Braylon Trice as well. But a lot will be told in these joint practices and on the preseason game as well. So interested to see it all. Big week for Atlanta Falcons football, y'all, as we get closer and closer to the regular season with the preseason game happening on Friday. But when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll get into some other NFL headlines. And we mentioned one of them, Tyreek Hill. He didn't got paid after he became the number one player in the NFL. He voted on by his peers as the number one player in the NFL. Guess what? He got restructured to be paid like the number one player in the NFL. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night. Whew, had to catch my breath there for a second. All my early morning, I was jogging around the studios trying to grab a sheet real quick. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers, hospitality workers, hotel workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, let's get into some NFL headlines here in the first thing I want you to hear is Davante Adams, because he was talking about the quarterback competition between Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. And I was talking about finishing up receiver, and Davante Adams obviously had a big role in Jimmy Garoppolo getting benched. Obviously, that we found out in receiver, he said he signed off on that move happening, and if the Raiders wanted to stay here, that's the move that had to happen. So obviously Davante Adams, as he should, you know, he is the focal point, kind of the face of that team. He was a big part of that decision. And obviously, they want to keep Davante Adams in Las Vegas. So to do that, they got to keep him happy. And to keep him happy at that point in time, they had needed to bench Jimmy. And it seemed like he was fairly happy with Aiden O'Connell. Obviously, in receiver, he wasn't happy with the way the season ended. And he had a lot of frustrating moments during that season. So it'll be interesting to see how he feels about the quarterback situation now. And, of course, there, you know, we've talked about the rumors of Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers trying to get back together. Aaron Rodgers obviously said he can't wait to play with Davante Adams again, you know, maybe insinuating that there is a coming back together between Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. Maybe they're going to reunite at some point. So he was talking about, again, the quarterback competition between Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, and here's what he had to say.
Well, they both come out here and you know, had a good start to camp, and you know, both guys are definitely putting their you know, their best foot forward, and it's a hell of a competition. I think they're more battling with one another or with themselves versus one another, and you can see them continue to get better and grow at, you know, all the things that they're struggling with, or, you know, continuing to improve on things that they've done well. So you know, still kind of up for grabs right now as far as, you know, what I see. I don't know if anyone's completely run off with it, but, you know, they're both doing the best job they can to come out here and make plays and make this offense as efficient as possible.
I wonder if the competition ends close, if it ends close, if, you know, Antonio Pierce and the Raiders front office, they go up to Davante Adams and like, hey, DA, competition is pretty close right now. Do you have a preference who you like between Minshew and Aiden O'Connell? I wonder if he'll be a part of that decision-making there, like he was a part of the decision-making to have Jimmy Garoppolo benched. But again, you know, when you are that top-flight player and the Raiders have obviously invested a lot of money into Davante Adams, you are a part of those conversations. So we'll see how that develops there. From one wide receiver to another, let's talk about one that got paid and got paid big. Over the weekend, Tyreek Hill, who Tua is throwing to, is going to be throwing to a lot this season. Tyreek Hill agrees to a restructured $90 million deal with the Dolphins. So this happened on Saturday, and it's going to keep him among the highest paid skill position players in the NFL. So the restructured contract is worth $90 million over the next 3 years, with $65 million of it guaranteed. This is what a source told Adam Schefter of ESPN. So no new years were added to the four-year, $120 million extension that Hill signed with the team in 2022, but the $106.5 million in updated fully guaranteed money is the most ever for a wide receiver. The deal was negotiated by Drew Rosenhaus and Jason Rosenhaus, and this also represents the most guaranteed money added to a contract without adding any years in NFL history. So they're like, hey, this money you're supposed to get, we're going to make sure you pretty much get all of it at this point. So, look, very much deserved for Tyreek Hill. He just continues to put up numbers. I mean, he would easily had, what, a 2,000-yard – or not 2,000-yard. Yeah, 2,000-yard receiving season. If he didn't get hurt, he had to miss a couple of games last year, I believe it was. So, he deserves every single bit of it. And obviously was – voted by his peers as the number one player in the NFL. I mean, at this point, Tyreek Hill he just seems like one of those unguardable wide receivers. I mean, you just can't do anything with his speed. It just really seems like you can't. So, much deserved money for Tyreek Hill, and you can't help but be happy for him. And again, I'll be very interested to see who and how well the Falcons are able to guard Tyreek Hill. I'm sure that's going to be a bit of a tough matchup for A.J. Terrell. It's a tough matchup for anybody. So we'll see what happens there. But in other NFL news, the Titans and free agent safety Quandre Diggs reached a one-year deal. Adam Schefter reported this yesterday, and Diggs confirmed the deal on his social media late last night. It's called, this move is going to reunite the former Seattle Seahawks in Quandre Diggs and Jamal Adams back in Tennessee. And Adam said at the start of Titans training camp that he and Diggs talked every day over the summer, and hope that they would be teammates again. And Diggs immediately is going to compete with fourth-year veteran Elijah Molden to start next to Amani Hooker at that other safety spot. So we'll see who ends up getting that. But the Seahawks released Diggs, if you remember, back on March 5th to free up $11 million in salary cap space. So the Titans keep on adding some good talent to their roster. And that's, again, what you can do when you have a rookie quarterback. You can add guys like Calvin Ridley, who they added. Obviously, they still got D-Hop there. Got Treylon Burks. Now they added Quadre Diggs, and they've gotten some good pieces over there in Tennessee. So we'll see if who ends up being the top two safeties out of that room, because now they got a bunch of good safeties in that spot now. And Jaden Daniels, by the way, he is going to play. Dan Quinn did confirm he's going to play in his first preseason game against the New York Jets. So there are some NFL headlines for you. By the way, I forgot Marcus Mariota was also in Washington with former Atlanta Falcons head coach Dan Quinn. There's also former Atlanta Falcon quarterback Marcus Mariota. So that's all fun there. Anywho, those are some NFL headlines for you. When we come back, we will head live. Speaking of the Falcons, we'll head live to Atlanta Falcons training camp out there in Flowery Branch and catch up with the morning shift. Nikki Noto Palmer back with the fellas. We'll see what Nikki, Mike, and Bo got up for you on a Monday edition of the morning shift live from Atlanta Falcons training camp. And we'll wrap things up here on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night. Whew, had to catch my breath there for a second. All my early morning, I was jogging around the studios trying to grab a sheet real quick. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers, hospitality workers, hotel workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, let's get into some NFL headlines here in the first thing I want you to hear is Davante Adams, because he was talking about the quarterback competition between Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. And I was talking about finishing up receiver, and Davante Adams obviously had a big role in Jimmy Garoppolo getting benched. Obviously, that we found out in receiver, he said he signed off on that move happening, and if the Raiders wanted to stay here, that's the move that had to happen. So obviously Davante Adams, as he should, you know, he is the focal point, kind of the face of that team. He was a big part of that decision, and obviously they want to keep Davante Adams in Las Vegas. So to do that, they got to keep him happy, and to keep him happy at that point in time, they had needed to bench Jimmy, and it seemed like he was fairly happy with Aiden O'Connell. Obviously, in receiver, he wasn't happy with the way the season ended, and he had a lot of frustrating moments during that season. So it'll be interesting to see how he feels about the quarterback situation now. And, of course, there, you know, we've talked about the rumors of Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers trying to get back together. Aaron Rodgers obviously said he can't wait to play with Davante Adams again, you know, maybe insinuating that there is a coming back together between Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. Maybe they're going to reunite at some point. So he was talking about, again, the quarterback competition between Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, and here's what he had to say.
Well, they both come out here and you know, had a good start to camp. And, you know, both guys are definitely putting their best foot forward. And it's a hell of a competition. I think they're more battling with one another or with themselves versus one another. And you can see them continue to get better and grow at, you know, all the things that they're struggling with, or, you know, continuing to improve on things that they've done well. So, you know, still kind of up for grabs right now as far as, you know, what I see. I don't know if anyone's completely run off with it, but, you know, they're both doing the best job they can to come out here and make plays and make this offense as efficient as possible.
I wonder if the competition ends close, if it ends close, if, you know, Antonio Pierce and the Raiders front office, they go up to Devontae Adams and like, hey, DA, competition is pretty close right now. Do you have a preference who you like between Minshew and Aiden O'Connell? I wonder if he'll be a part of that decision-making there, like he was a part of the decision-making to have Jimmy Garoppolo benched. But again, you know, when you are that top-flight player, and the Raiders have obviously invested a lot of money into Devontae Adams, you are a part of those conversations. So we'll see how that develops there. From one wide receiver to another, let's talk about one that got paid and got paid big over the weekend. Tyreek Hill, who Tua is throwing to, is going to be thrown to a lot this season. Tyreek Hill agrees to a restructured $90 million deal with the Dolphins. So this happened on Saturday, and it's going to keep him among the highest paid skill position players in the NFL. So the restructured contract is worth $90 million over the next 3 years, with $65 million of it guaranteed. This is what a source told Adam Schefter of ESPN. So no new years were added to the four-year, $120 million extension that Hill signed with the team in 2022, but the $106.5 million in updated fully guaranteed money is the most ever for a wide receiver. The deal was negotiated by Drew Rosenhaus and Jason Rosenhaus, and this also represents the most guaranteed money added to a contract without adding any years in NFL history. So they're like, hey, this money you're supposed to get, we going to make sure you pretty much get all of it at this point. So, look, very much deserved for Tyreek Hill. He just continues to put up numbers. I mean, he would easily had, what, a 2,000-yard – or not 2,000-yard. Yeah, 2,000-yard receiving season if he didn't get hurt. He had to miss a couple of games last year, I believe it was. So, he deserves every single bit of it. And, obviously, he was – voted by his peers as the number one player in the NFL. I mean, at this point, Tyreek Hill is, he just seems like one of those unguardable wide receivers. I mean, you just can't do anything with his speed. It just really seems like you can't. So, much deserved money for Tyreek Hill, and you can't help but be happy for him. And again, I'll be very interested to see who and how well the Falcons are able to guard Tyreek Hill. I'm sure that's going to be a bit of a tough matchup for A.J. Terrell. It's a tough matchup for anybody. So we'll see what happens there. But in other NFL news, the Titans and free agent safety Quandre Diggs reached a one-year deal. Adam Schefter reported this yesterday, and Diggs confirmed the deal on his social media late last night. It's called, this move is going to reunite the former Seattle Seahawks in Quandre Diggs and Jamal Adams back in Tennessee. And Adam said at the start of Titans training camp that he and Diggs talked every day over the summer and hoped that they would be teammates again. And Diggs immediately is going to compete with fourth-year veteran Elijah Molden to start next to Amani Hooker at that other safety spot. So we'll see who ends up getting that. But the Seahawks released Diggs, if you remember, back on March 5th to free up $11 million in salary cap space. So the Titans keep on adding some good talent to their roster. And that's, again, what you can do when you have a rookie quarterback. You can add guys like Calvin Ridley, who they added. Obviously, they still got D-Hop there, got Treylon Burks. Now they added Quandre Diggs, and they've gotten some good pieces over there in Tennessee. So we'll see who ends up being the top two safeties out of that room, because now they got a bunch of good safeties in that spot now. And Jaden Daniels, by the way, he is going to play. Dan Quinn did confirm he's going to play in his first preseason game against the New York Jets. So there are some NFL headlines for you. By the way, I forgot Marcus Mariota was also in Washington with former Atlanta Falcons head coach Dan Quinn. There's also former Atlanta Falcon quarterback Marcus Mariota. So that's all fun there. Anywho, those are some NFL headlines for you. When we come back, we will head live. Speaking of the Falcons, we'll head live to Atlanta Falcons training camp out there in Flowery Branch and catch up with the morning shift. Nikki Noto Palmer back with the fellas. We'll see what Nikki, Mike, and Bo got up for you on a Monday edition of the morning shift live from Atlanta Falcons training camp. And we'll wrap things up here on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.